This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 21st of November. And we could now be on the brink of history here in Japan. Just 4 points from their remaining two matches will be enough to secure the J-League Championship for Kashiwa Reysol in their first season after promotion from J2. They enjoyed a dramatic 2-1 win away to Shimizu S-Pulse on Sunday afternoon. Find out more after this. Well, hello again, and starting, of course, in Shimizu, where S-Pulse had been on a good run of late-season form, winning their previous three matches at Nihon Daira. And they look to have thrown a spanner into the Reysol works, with the game's opening goal shortly before half-time. Frederick Ljungberg was felled by Ryoichi Kurisawa, providing Australian centre-back Eddie Bosnar with the opportunity to smash home a trademark low free kick from almost 35 yards. But Masato Kudo levelled with a low header just after the hour mark, as Kashiwa laid siege to the Shimizu goal in search of the result that would reaffirm their position at the top, after Nagoya Grampus had temporarily risen to the summit on goal difference, with victory at Yokohama F Marinos 24 hours earlier. Kudo thought he had found the score sheet again from another header on 69 minutes, only to be denied by an offside flag. The winning goal finally arrived with 5 minutes remaining. Jorge Wagner's powerful shot from the left-hand side of the penalty area was well parried by S-Pulse keeper Kaito Yamamoto. But Leandro Dominguez was able to quickly adjust his body position and skillfully head the ball into the empty net. Gamba Osaka went into the ante-penultimate weekend in second position, but their hopes of a first league title in 6 years suffered a heavy blow with a 2-2 draw at Albirex Niigata that sees them drop 4 points off the pace. It could have been worse for the Kansai side, as goals from Yuta Mikado and Bruno Lopez put the hosts into a 2-0 lead with just 20 minutes remaining. Rookie striker Shota Kawanishi saved Gamba's blushes with two expertly taken goals in an explosive substitute appearance. But despite near constant pressure until the final whistle, they were unable to complete the comeback. This allowed reigning champions Nagoya to establish themselves as the closest challengers to Kashiwa, 3 points off the lead after their tight 2-1 win in Yokohama. A controversial free kick by Shunsuke Nakamura, taken while the Grampus wall was still lining up, had looked set to earn Marinos a point, before Joshua Kennedy headed home the winner on 83 minutes. Victory for Reysol at home to Cerezo Osaka next Saturday would seal the title if Nagoya failed to beat Montedeo Yamagata. Both Nagoya and Gamba have, however, now ensured their places in next season's AFC Champions League. Urawa Reds inch closer to survival with a goalless draw on a near waterlogged pitch against Vegalta Sendai, as third from bottom Vanfore Corfu went down to a painful 2-1 defeat at Jubilo Iwata. Hidetaka Kanazono converted low crosses from Gilsinho and Yuichi Komano to score twice in the opening 10 minutes for Jubilo. And while a first professional goal for Atsushi Izawa quickly reduced the deficit to 1, Vanfore were frustrated thereafter, as they struggled to create the chances that might have rescued a point or better. Their disappointment was further aggravated in second-half stoppage time with a second yellow card for star striker Mike Havanar, although perversely the dismissal will actually free the Japan international to play on the final day of the season. The red card triggered an automatic one-match ban, overriding the two-game suspension Havanar would have received for his eighth caution of the year. The loss for Corfu also ensured the survival of four other sides. Ormir Ardija, who drew one all with Kashima Antlers, Kawasaki Frontale, who came from behind to win 3-2 at Sanfrecce Hiroshima, Cerezo Osaka, despite a 3-0 home drubbing by Kansai rivals Vissel Kobe, and Arborex Niigata. Relegated Avispa Fukuoka moved off the bottom of the table for the first time all season, with a crushing 5-0 rout of Montedio Yamagata. Two more talking points to finish up with, and FC Tokyo secure promotion back to J1 at the first attempt, with an easy 5-1 win away to Gainare Tottori on Saturday. They were then handed the J2 title 24 hours later, as closest challengers Sagan Tosu slipped to a surprise 3-2 home defeat at the hands of Giravan's Kita Kyushu. Finally, Matsumoto Yamaga of the third tier Japan Football League will be the sole non-J-League side in the last 16 of the Emperor's Cup, after beating Arborex Niigata 1-0 last Wednesday. J2 strugglers Mito Hollyhock and Ehime FC also created shocks, with wins away to Gamba Osaka and Sanfrecce Hiroshima respectively. That's all for today. Join me again next week for news from the penultimate weekend, in which the title and relegation battles could be decided. Bye for now.